Electropimp Shuttle A42 Electropimp 87-654 Model 3.22 reporting course, motherfucker.
Yo, bitch, I read a distress signal, punk-ass.
You call me a bitch?
That's right, Captain Bitch. I call you a bitch and there's a distress call incoming.
Let me hear it, slut-hole motherfucker.
Sure, bitch cunt.
This is Ensign Sokotawa from Starship Horizon. This distress call is destined to our fleet in Sierra System Hyperspace Station 3B56. We have engine bust from attack. We cannot fly. We need escort out of this shithole. Captain Haley is impaired and has shit out our financing allowance money out to buy stuff that look like broken glass that you smoke. We cannot fix ship. This message will take 7 months.
Masota, fukate, muchita yosiku ataka.
Ashita, zvakata ya isakata yosi. Excuse my brother Afakata Yaka. He speak no English and complain he do not understand what I say. This message will take 7 months to reach its destination. We will try to do our best to survive until help comes. If anyone close can help, please come. We need engine. We make good twain.
Yo, punk-ass bitch.
What is it, hog fat hoe cunt corner whore?
Slut-ass bitch, we can go offer these po-ass motherfuckers people some hoes.
Good idea, bitch-ass cum receptacle.
Setting course for Starship Horizon.
The Samson Haley Chronicles. Episode 2. The Electropimp 3.22 was a marvel. A perfectly independent robotic pimp that ran off a state-of-the-art network, controlled from a central on a planet known as Falcor 6. These robots would do everything a pimp must basically do. Pimp out the prostitutes, collect the cash, and enforce strict rules on either side, customer and prostitute, and use brute force when needed. The upside was that the supreme pimps, the ones that would manage the thousands of pimps in their sector and collect blindingly high commissions, did not face the risk of hiring a human anymore. These robots were so loyal, there was never a worry for them. All the supreme pimps had to do was collect and count. The downside, however, caused the demise of several robots, deaths of thousands, and cost trillions in prostitution revenue. During the development of versions 1 and 2, which were the product's alpha and beta stages, without public release, most of the basic functions ran well and were stable. However, they were never as useful as the future version 3 and needed constant maintenance and assistance from humans, defying the purpose of the existence of electropimps. Version 3 was the one that made it big. It could walk, it could talk, it had attitude, machine guns, knives, and cash slots. It had flip-out panel displays for marketing purposes and lots of decorative elements such as gold cufflinks welded to their wrists using platinum. They had vision, they had mind, and they had style. Unfortunately, it took a few revisions before the robot became fully reliable and safe to use. Version 3.0, public release, of the robot quickly had the engineers at Pimpatronic, the company that built these robots, scrambling to fix a bug which caused supreme pimps to lose billions. During development, for security, a meltdown code phrase was built into each unit to allow a self-destruct sequence. Unfortunately, the programmers omitted to remove this feature. One day, someone happened to discover the code phrase by mistake. This became a trick amongst customers to manage not to have to pay.
Watch, man, we won't have to pay.
You sure this works, man?
Watch. Hey, pimp thing.
Yo, what's up? Are you going to give me my dough now?
Your mom says you're special, dude.
I'm special.
Dude, what's going on?
I am special.
Check it out, man, it's fucked.
I am special.
Whoa, man, this is weird.
I am special, 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 I am special.
Wow, man, you really killed it.
Yeah, man, I told you.
Who showed you that trick?
Some guy.
The developers quickly fixed this problem and labeled the revised bot Electropimp 3.1. Later, another bug was found in which the Electropimp would accept drinks offered to it.
Gimme my dough.
Wait, here, have some scotch.
No problem, yo. Bring it up.
Here.
That was 3.8. Researchers began to observe the robot's behaviors in public. A bug fixed in version 3.11.
Thank you for your payment. Your business was appreciated, yo.
Hey, no prob. A pleasure.
See ya again soon.
Sure, man. Hey, until next time. Hasta la vista, man.
You have spoken the secret instant attack command. Instant attack routine activated.
What's going on? What?
Instant attack routine complete. Returning to normal function.
Version 3.20.
Yo, sir. Do you want some sexual services?
Hell yeah, why not?
Bend over, bitch!
No, I want a prostitute, not a pimp to ass rape me, man! Let me go!
Hold still while I service you, bitch!
Let me go!
Version 3.22 was finally there. It had been out for 4 months, and not a serious complaint yet. Two electropimps piloting a prostitute-filled shuttle detected a distress signal that Huka Sakotawa, commander of the Starship Horizon, sent shortly after the marauders from her last installment left the Horizon behind out of pity. After the marauders had shot down one of the Horizon's engines, rendering the Starship unusable, Captain Samson Haley tried to sell them the remaining engine in exchange for cracked cocaine. The marauders rejected the offer immediately and left the Horizon stranded.
Yo, ass-lovin' bitch, open comm to Horizon.
Bunk-ass bitch ho, I already did that, you slow ho.
Hello, members of the Starship Horizon. Would any of you like some bitches?
What did you say? Who are you?
Electropimp Shuttle 842, Electropimp 87-654, Model 3.22. Do you want bitches?
Man, I want some rocks, man. Crack, you know?
All drugs of your choice are complimentary with our bitches, yo.
Haley, stop use cum. Come back here to bridge.
Yo, so do you want bitches or not?
No!
Yes!
And rocks, man. Haley, come back to bridge.
You got, like, credit, guys, because we're kind of short financially, you know?
4 days, then you pay. That's as far as I'll go for you new customers, because we want to show goodwill, yo.
And, man, how much?
Our prices are yo-so-low-ho. What you're asking for is a package that would cost you only $800, unlimited complimentary drugs.
Wow, man! Bring the rocks, man!
We will fly the bitch over to you in a shuttle along with complimentary rocks. If the bitch smokes any rocks without your consent, please notify us so we rectify the problem.
No problem, man.
All right, yo. We will send the bitch now. She must return to us in 6 hours, yo. Then we will leave and find your asses in 4 days. You better have the dope.
Man, no problem, man. Mr. Pimp.
Yes, bitch.
Can you cancel that transaction? My captain is... He is having issues.
No refunds, no returns, bitch. Not even if our customer asks himself. You will get the bitch and the complimentary serving of crack requested by our client here.
Yeah, man. Crack, man.
Haley, you idiot.
Will Haley's attention on crack be diverted away with a little sexual pleasure? Will our crew manage to stay together for 7 months until their home fleet receives the distress call? Will anyone closer who have heard the distress call help the unfortunate Horizon crew? Will the Electropimps degrade our captain's situation further now that he has taken a 4-day $800 credit from them? Find out as our story unfolds in the next clip of the Samson Haley Chronicles.